everyone, and welcome to another edition of Lifestyles here on WWDB. I'm Dee Lynam, your host for the next 30 minutes. Our sponsor for today's show is American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For free information and creative ideas that can help your company, give Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. We welcome to today's show Amy Turner, who on February 24th was named Miss Philadelphia. That must have had a nice ring to it on that night, was it?
Yes, it was shocking, overwhelming, and so exciting for me.
You're a senior at Drexel. Had you ever participated in a beauty pageant before? Well, actually, the year before you did.
Yes, the year before I was third runner-up in Miss Philly, and that was my first ever pageant experience. And it kind of lit a fire underneath me, and I wanted to come back and make sure that I did what I could to win the crown the following year.
How did you hear about it that first time, and how do you even go about entering yourself when you've never done it before?
Yeah, so I actually heard about it a few years before I decided to compete. There was a woman who had a platform of cystic fibrosis, and at the time I had a really good friend who had cystic fibrosis, and so when I saw that and I saw her at a couple of events that I had gone to, I was really intrigued, so I started following her on social media and everything that she did throughout the year, and I got kind of excited. I thought, oh my gosh, how awesome could that be if that was me? So I gave it a go. I signed up. I emailed the Miss Philadelphia organization, and from there, I ended up being Miss Philadelphia 2018.
So do you start out filling out an application, similar to kind of a job interview, and then it would get down to a certain number of people,
I would assume. Absolutely. So the first year I competed, there was a pre-interview. So there was over 45 girls who tried out for the pre-interview, and the top 16 were selected with a couple alternates to compete in the pageant itself. The following year, it was the first 18 people who submitted their application. So I made sure I was on it and put my application in. But yes, it's an interview fact sheet. So it's your biggest accomplishments, fun facts about yourself, where you go to school, because it is a scholarship organization, and kind of interesting points that you think would be great to represent the organization.
All right, so the night of the pageant, which was held actually on Drexel's campus, is kind of cool for you, I would think. What was first? What's the first part of the pageantry?
Oh, the dreaded onstage question was first. you know, when I first decided to do a pageant, I didn't think onstage question was that big of a deal. It's like, oh, well, it's just a random question, you just answer it. And you don't really realize how nerve-wracking it is until you're up there and there's 200 plus people staring at you waiting for your intelligent answer to a question you've never heard before, and you have no time to think about it. So it's definitely nerve-wracking, and it's worth 20% of your score. So it's a big deal to nail that onstage question. So that was first for me on that night.
And the question was?
So for me, it was about being a homeowner. I own a home, so it was how to inspire other young adults to invest in their financial futures. And that was awesome. I was ready for that. I had experience in that. And then my second question was about my platform, which is STEM education, and promoting that in the Philadelphia community.
All right, because STEM, it fascinated me to see what that was, because in reading about you winning, no one specified what STEM was, which is, if I'm right, science, technology, engineering, and math?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so that was part of your schooling coming up from middle school on, would you say?
Yeah, so I actually went to an MST magnet school, so a math, science, technology magnet middle school. And that kind of, you know, fueled me. That's what I wanted to do in my future. Those are my favorite subjects. So when I got
my
to high school.
My gosh, you are in a rare breed right there.
Yeah,
right?
I know. Yes. Especially I loved math as a middle schooler. So when I got into high school, I did science fair. And science fair absolutely changed my life. I won a full tuition scholarship to Drexel University, where I went to school. And I got to meet people from all over the world through that experience. And I kind of wanted to show students in Philadelphia, you know, it doesn't matter where you come from or what your background is. If you invest in your education, especially in the STEM disciplines, then there are a lot of opportunities that come with that.
So you participated in the science fair all 4 years of high school, correct?
Yeah, so I actually...
And did very well.
Yes, I was a four-time Intel International Science and Engineering Fair finalist. I believe at that point there had only been 12 other students in the world that had been a four-year finalist. Right. And my last 2 years, I actually was a grand award winner in the category of environmental sciences.
What were some of your projects, if you will?
Yeah, absolutely. So my last one, my big hurrah, I created a mathematical formula to predict human impact on biodiversity. So if you go into a stream or a marine ecosystem and you took a sample of the water there, you could measure the conductivity in the water and plug it into my algorithm, and it would give you how many kilometers upstream there is a negative impact on the environment, whether that's runoff, a dam, or some kind of illegal dumping is going on in that area. So instead of doing these huge environmental studies, now you can take a water sample and get the same information.
Wow, that's time saving.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. It was worth a grand award. So
and a scholarship to boot.
Yeah, and a full ride scholarship.
Did science and math come to you through family? Are people around you into science and math?
So my dad was an ecologist, actually, but my mom is in communications, so not up her alley at all. But, you know, math was definitely my strongest point, and that was kind of something that I learned on YouTube on my own in high school, you know, teaching myself how to do these equations and these predictive analytics because, you know, I didn't really have a mentor or a person in my family to help with that because they weren't really versed. And that's kind of awesome, I think, that you can learn so much more now from the internet than was ever possible in the past. And to be able to teach yourself things outside of school is a huge thing I think students should really take advantage of.
Analytics is a big word in sports these days.
Yes.
As well. It's opened all kinds of doors for math people mm-hmm. who maybe would never be associated with sports. But are you an analytics major or data major?
Yes, data correct? Science, information analytics.
And you want to do what with that?
Yeah, I want to go into business analytics. I want to work with corporate profit and I want to work in marketing. I want to be able to basically analyze different markets and their profitability for corporations.
I read where you were looking at this opportunity of being Miss Philadelphia as a year where you'll be able to network.
Yes, absolutely.
So how does that begin? Obviously, I know you'll go around and I think they said at least 100 times you'll speak through the course of the year.
Yeah, for sure. I think that for me, networking is not necessarily just in business analytics. You know, it's for things that I want to do outside of my career. You know, I'm really passionate about STEM education and platform and kind of promoting that into the community. And I think that the networks and the communication and the outreach that I do as Miss Philadelphia has given me so many people that I'm already in touch with to kind of promote STEM education and a hobby. You know, I've met so many awesome people that I now consider some of them friends. So to be able to have that network and grow my family here in Philadelphia is awesome.
Does somebody manage your calendar with you?
Yes, I do have a calendar manager. Shout out to Alicia. She's incredible. My year would be much more hectic without her, for sure. For sure. But actually, you know, I've only been Miss Philadelphia for about a month and a half now. And I've already appeared in over 20 appearances. So my calendar is very, very much booked. But this is what I signed up for, and I absolutely love it.
Sit tight, Amy. We're going to take a commercial timeout, but we'll continue this conversation on the other side. We're talking with Amy Turner, Miss Philadelphia 2018.
Music, music. Now at the Ardmore Music Hall, a grand music venue in the heart of the Main Line. The venue is located at the legendary 23 East Lancaster Avenue in Ardmore, once known for its musical talent. Free parking nearby. For full information and tickets, see webpage at ardmoremusichall.com, ardmoremusichall.com, or call 610-649-8389. That's 610-649-8389. The webpage again, ardmoremusichall.com. It's a grand music venue in Ardmore in the heart of the Main Line.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Newport Beach Resort in front of the beach and boardwalk next to Subway Deli Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Newport Motel at 800-831-3178. That's 800-831-3178. 800-831-3178. Plan early, save big.
What do people say about Lee's Hoagie House of Ben Salem? They say it's the best. And Lee's of Ben Salem is the best. Lee's Hoagie House Ben Salem is the home of Bucks County's most acclaimed hoagies and cheesesteaks. Since 1977, Lee's Hoagie House at 1871 Street Road has been pleasing customers for over 40 years with over 25 different varieties of hoagies, cheesesteaks, salads, vegetarian delights, buffalo wings, and more. See the full menu at leeshoagiehouse.com. That's leeshoagiehouse.com. Professional caterers for corporate or personal parties, meetings, functions, delivery every day. Call 215-245-1500. That's 215-245-1500.
I am Joe Ball. I started an advertising, PR, and communications firm over 60 years ago. Still in business now. Over the years, I also added ownership and managing of several newspapers, consumer and trade shows, radio interview programs, and other businesses. They included a major football and basketball coaches conference at Notre Dame, an art school, and even a mediation company. I am still aiding medium and small businesses as a consultant. My knowledge, contacts, expertise can be helpful to area organizations. See our webpage, www.phillybizmedia.com. That's Philly Biz, like B-I-Z, media.com. Talk to me at 484-562-0063. 484-562-0063. I like to answer the phone. Phones still work, as do I.
Wow, this is really different. There's a Philadelphia business called WIMS, WIMS for Rent, that creates and does really unusual business special events and promotions. If you're involved in a trade show, business meeting, sales campaign, grand opening, or open house, call WIMS for Rent. If you're having a company dinner, a charity gala, or fundraiser and need a theme, call WIMS. WIMS has stars and stunts, gadgets and gimmicks from hundreds of available sources, entertainers and celebrities. Add flair to your business needs. WIMS for Rent, the Philadelphia special events company for business and groups. At WIMS, imagination works overtime. Challenge us. Call WIMS for Rent.
For more information, contact WIMS for Rent at 29 Bala Avenue, Bala Cynwyd, PA 19004, 29 Bala Avenue, Bala Cynwyd, PA 19004, or call WIMS for Rent at 484-562-0067, 484-562-0067 for WIMS for Rent.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. D-Lino chatting with Amy Turner. The Miss Philadelphia 2018 has such a nice ring to it and such a beautiful crown. And you can keep that forever. That's like one of you'll frame in a 3D box or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Hang it on the wall for sure.
What did your family think when you said, I'm going to, obviously, we'll go back to last year because you did it last year. Mm-hmm. And if I finished third, I'd sure as heck make sure I was back in there the next year. Were they supportive? Did they say, wow, that's not really like you?
I think they were a little shocked. You know, I had played sports my whole life, and I was into math and science. Coming into doing a pageant wasn't really on their radar for sure. But they're supportive in me for whatever I decide to do, and I think that they were very excited when they heard how much scholarship money is involved. They were all for it and supporting me then. And, you know, I got all my stuff on a resale page, so for me it's always about the scholarship money and the experience and the people that I'll meet when I'm a title holder.
Am I right that you played lacrosse? Is that the right sport?
Yes, I played lacrosse. Well, I played almost every sport. But lacrosse was definitely my love. I actually competed nationally and internationally in lacrosse.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Do you follow? Because I love watching like the lacrosse Final Four for men and women, quite frankly.
I actually got to go to the Final Four when I was a junior in high school. That's a long time ago. But I actually got to watch it in person at Florida. So that was awesome. It was an incredible experience. And they play the game so differently at that level.
They do.
And it was an incredible experience to get to see that and how to integrate it into the way I play. And it's an aggressive sport. So to be out there and seeing women be so strong and driven was awesome.
Amy, I know you said you got scholarship money through the Intel International Science and Engineering Fair. But did you have to go to Drexel or was Drexel on your radar?
I did. My full ride was actually from Drexel. Drexel handed out the scholarships at the International Fair. I got also a few more full rides to a couple other universities while I was there, and then also in-kind scholarship money that can go to any school that you decide to go to. For me, you know, how do you turn down a full ride, especially from a school like Drexel with the co-op program and everything they have to offer, you know? I had an opportunity of a lifetime, and I took it.
What have been some of your co-op experiences over the years?
Yeah, so I worked at Comcast in Center City, which is crazy to work with a Fortune 50 company and not even graduate yet. And that kind of fueled my love for data analytics. And I worked for a small design firm in Center City as well. And I did some product design, which is very 180 from what I studied, but it was a great experience. And then for my final one, I ended up at JP Morgan. So that was an experience. Well, it's corporate, small business all over the board in Philly, out of Philly. So I kind of know now going into full-time positions what I'm looking for and what I want in a company.
What a great advantage as any college student graduating with such a resume.
Oh, my gosh.
And also to have a feel for what's out there and what is good for you or what you enjoy.
Absolutely. I get to be a whole lot more picky now. It's not just give me a job and I'm done.
I'm begging.
But,
yes.
You know, I know what's important to me in a job, whether that be, you know, commute time, office environment, all of those different factors. I know what I'm looking for. So I think for me, it's able to further my career quicker. Also graduating, you know, with a year and a half, 2 years experience under my belt certainly helps.
All right, let's go back to the pageant because you had to have a hobby. And
yeah.
Aerial acrobatics with silk. What do they call them? Silk.
Silks.
Silks.
Yeah.
Just silks.
Just silks.
When did you pick that hobby up? And how did you decide, ooh, I want to learn that?
Yeah. So it's actually kind of the same thing as when I started pageants. I had was on co-op and I had a long commute. And I thought, you know, I feel like I'm living to work and not working to live. So, you know, I want a lot more hobbies. I need to try more stuff. So I signed up for all kinds of stuff from art classes at the Franklin Institute downtown to aerial acrobatics to a pageant. Like, I did it all. And aerial acrobatics definitely stuck with me. I've been doing it for about 2 years now. I absolutely love it. It's a fun way to work out. And it's also, you know, creative. And I love to be able to integrate that into, you know, working a 9-to-5 with a science job to go and be creative and artistic in the air.
Where did you learn it?
Yeah, so I train at Secret Circus. It's actually in East Falls in Philadelphia. It's a circus school. Philly's lucky they have two circus schools, and that's very rare. Usually they're far and in between, but there's actually two opportunities to take classes in Philadelphia.
And had you done anything, like I've done the aerial yoga, I'm sure yours is much more complicated than that.
Yeah, it's much more complicated. Aerial yoga is great, though. It's a fun way to get introductory to aerial arts.
Right, to being lifted off the air.
Yeah, absolutely. For me, I was a gymnast. I was a gymnast for years, and that kind of helped me with the acrobatics part of it. And then, you know, one day I was Googling on Facebook, saw this awesome video, and was like, how do people do that? And Googled it and signed up for a class starting the next week, and I've loved it ever since.
So that will remain your hobby when you go to Miss Pennsylvania, and if you advance from that,
yes. So
continue.
I performed aerial acrobatics as my talent for Miss Philadelphia, and so at Miss Pennsylvania in June, I will be performing again the same routine to Beyonce's Halo. Mm-hmm.
Having done a pageant once,
yeah,
now twice,
yeah,
does it make it easier? And do you anticipate that at the state level, a lot of it is the same?
So I think it's all about confidence, and I think that absolutely coming back and doing it a second year, you know, this year I was a whole lot more confident in myself and what I had to offer the city as a representative, and that obviously showed because I took home the title. So I think that going into states this year, it's all about confidence, and I've definitely got it. I'm ready and prepared, and I want to be the Miss Philly that's Miss America.
I read where you said the swimsuit part of the pageant is actually you love it.
Yes, you know, that was not my thought process before I competed. I was very terrified, you know, going out there and in a swimsuit with everyone looking at you, and you know, everyone has their own insecurities about their body, and for me, the minute I stepped on stage, it was kind of like, this is me accepting who I am. This is my body. I love who I am, and I'm going to show everyone that I am confident in the skin that I'm in. And it became my favorite part of competition because it really improved my confidence off stage as well.
Do you have a social media? Are you an Instagram, Twitter, or both?
Yes, Instagram and Facebook are the ones I use the most. It's Miss Philadelphia Scholarship Organization on Facebook, and it's Miss Philadelphia Scholarship Org on Instagram.
All right, sit tight. We have to take one more time out, but we'll wrap this conversation up on the other side. You are listening to Lifestyles.
Into rock and roll? Then visit Philadelphia's Hard Rock Cafe. Enjoy the huge menu and especially view the memorabilia. There's the legendary Jim Morrison jacket, acquired from Danny Sugarman, manager of the Doors. See the guitar that John Mayer created. He played with Eric Clapton. From Elton John, his Uncle Sam costume, also Shakira's leather pants. The list goes on. Memorabilia from Jimi Hendrix and Joan Jett. Lunch or dinner, Hard Rock Cafe, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia. It's an experience. Also hosting corporate events, social gatherings, bar mitzvahs. Hard Rock Cafe is cool. 12th and Market, 215-238-0639. 215-238-0639. 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia.
My name is Joe Ball. I am 88 years old. 88 years old. I don't look that old, except in the mirror. I've been in business over 61 years, aiding small and medium-sized firms with their advertising and related needs. I'm still at it. Benefit. You can benefit from my lifetime experiences. Call me personally at 484-562-0060. That's 484-562-0060. Or see www.phillybizmedia.com. That's www.phillybizmedia.com. Make your contact soon, for obvious reasons. I'm 88 years old. 484-562-0060.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Acropolis Oceanfront Resort on the beach, North Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Acropolis Oceanfront Resort at 866-522-1515. That's 866-522-1515. 866-522-1515. Save big. Need a speaker for your business meeting, organization, or group meetings? Need a speaker who is entertaining, inspiring, and informative? Need a speaker who is an authority on a subject close to your interest? We provide them. We are the Philadelphia Speakers Bureau. For speakers who serve your interests, call 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. Again, 484-562-0063. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Or write to us at adcomtimes at AOL.com. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Adcomtimes.
You are listening to Lifestyles. We are talking to Amy Turner, who on February 24th was named Miss Philadelphia 2018. So in the infancy stage of your crown. Going back to your platform, which is STEM.
Yes, success through STEM.
Success through STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math in schools. Is there, like in Philadelphia, I know it was part of your upbringing in Kentucky. Who here do you partner with that is using STEM in the schools?
Well, I think that the mayor has a technical program that's going to promote STEM careers at the technical high school level. And I think that's incredible. I don't think that necessarily everyone is meant for college. And I don't think that they all need a college degree to be in the STEM field. So I'm a huge supporter of that. I'm also a huge supporter of public schools. And I think that they deserve a little bit more funding and a little bit more support, especially when it comes to disciplines that their students are lacking test scores in. And I think Philly's got a big room for improvement, and I'd love to be able to help initiate that and take some on as Miss Philadelphia.
When you've gone out to speak, and I think you said you've already done this 20 times, mm-hmm. sometimes I think once I read where you were part of a panel, but do you ever have to be by yourself and deliver a message to maybe an auditorium of kids?
Yeah, so I was actually, that was one of my first events as Miss Philadelphia. I went to a high school that was struggling with girl-on-girl bullying. And the message was, how do we teach these kids, you know, they can overcome their circumstances, they can overcome their situation, and just be nice to each other. And I think that seeing a group of women that came from a similar background as them, and they became successful in all different kinds of fields. For me, I talked about STEM and mine, obviously. But shows them that there's so much more that they can look forward to than the high school drama. And kind of being able to make that change. You know, afterwards, I had tons of the girls from the auditorium comment on my Instagram photo, and they were so positive, and it just made my day. And, you know, they were putting post-it notes on the mirrors complimenting other people. And that was something that school had never seen before with those discipline issues. So being able to make that kind of impact is definitely life-changing for me as well as them.
Aside from being very smart in school yourself, did you have a good high school experience?
You know, I had a very interesting experience, I would say. You know, everyone, it's high school. I came out learning a lot, but I was definitely a nerd in high school, for sure, for sure. I loved my friends there, and I had a group of girlfriends that were absolutely great. And I think that that's kind of what you need, is a little bit of a support system. So you need people to be able to back you up. And that school was definitely struggling.
And what is the date that a Miss Pennsylvania is in June?
Yeah, so I leave for Miss Pennsylvania Week on June 17th, and that Saturday, Miss Pennsylvania will be crowned.
And will it be televised? Can all of your fun followers in Philadelphia watch your performance?
I'm not sure it'll be televised, but I think the crowning might be on Facebook Live.
I would think it would be streamed. There's nothing that's big like that isn't streamed anymore.
Absolutely, and not everyone can make it to Pittsburgh, so they should be able to watch.
Amy, good luck. I know you're going to be not just in the pageant, but huge success. I already followed you, so.
Thank you.
I'm following Miss Philadelphia 2018, is that what I... Let's see, where is it? Yeah. MissPhiladelphia.org? Did I do that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Miss Philadelphia Scholarship Organization.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amy Turner has been our guest here on Lifestyle. She is Miss Philadelphia 2018. You've been listening to Lifestyles, our sponsor for today's show, Philadelphia American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For free information and creative ideas that can help your company, give Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That phone number again, 484-562-0063. Until next time, I'm Dee Lynam. Have a great day.